Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego is here. But before we get to the Celtics, apparently there is some sort of a brewing Girl Scout cookie mystery.
The Girl Scout cookies arrived yesterday. We all were enjoying them. I said that Thin Mints were my favorite. I was ridiculed for that. I had one Thin Mint, put them back in the box because they're supposed to be shared for the community. Uh-huh. Box still here.
Mm-hmm.
Thin Mint box gone.
Okay, was there a limited amount? Like, was people only supposed to have one, or was there any kind
of... The whole box is gone.
There's a lot of people who work
here. They eat some things up quick.
Rude. So classic radio station rude.
It's
like there's free food that people bring in, and it's out there for everyone, and somebody just squirrels a bunch and takes it home for themselves. You don't take it home. You eat it in the studio because it's clearly snacks. It's not like it's something that's
going to go
bad. They
took home your favorite, too. The Caramel Delights, nowhere to be found.
No, because those were gone. Greg and I almost ate the whole pack.
All-time greatest Girl Scout cookie is the Caramel Delight. Yeah. Used to be called the Samoa, I believe.
Yeah, number one on the list, hands down.
What's your number one go-to?
Tagalongs.
What's those?
The ones that you have right there, the peanut butter patties that I checked, but they're all gone. Okay. It shows you how good they are.
No, they're right here.
Yeah, those are...
No. Those are like a new... Here's the other thing. There's like these Gen Z Girl Scout cookies.
Those are Adventurefuls.
We didn't grow up with those. Those are different ones.
With these ones?
Yeah, these ones. The red bag ones.
Yeah, Thin Mints have always been my favorite. Actually, these right here, though, the shortbread ones are pretty good. The trefoils.
Okay. Oh, I mean, trefoils? Those are good, but...
Those are like, those are just like generic.
Mego's right. Tagalong's the best.
Those are like the ones that your grandfather gets and he dips them in the coffee.
Yes.
Were either of you Girl Scouts?
Yes. Well, I was a brownie and I bridged over to Girl Scouts and then I quit.
Oh.
So I was a brownie and I don't even know what Courtney's talking about with the
bridging
ceremony.
Bridging ceremony.
Learn anything special? Like how to start a fire with two sticks or anything like that?
No. Girl Scouts is not about that. It's about like making things with puffy paint on t-shirts.
Is that what it is?
You got your patches. Yeah. The whole thing was selling cookies.
Yeah.
It was actually our first pyramid scheme.
Oh,
our first MLM scheme
really
that we got pulled into by our mothers.
I mean, that's where it all started.
All right. Well, I mean, it's tough to find anything to say about this Celtics team that is negative. I find myself bored by some of these games. I don't know if you do or not.
Well, so do you care at all that they were eliminated by the NBA Cup, that it wasn't in their control in the end?
I don't. I we've had an ongoing discussion about the Cup.
It should just be record and that's it. Like the best team with the best record out of the group goes. Like this whole got to win by third. Greg, I was texting the group chat. Like I'm watching the Knicks game, and then I'm like, what's going to happen? They got to... The Knicks got to win by 38. Milwaukee has to beat the team that they're playing. It's just so stupid.
So did you watch the New York game, though?
I did. I was like, I was
working.
So that's the point. The point is they want you to watch the games, even though it's a meaningless game. You're going to see if New York can actually pull off this 38-point lead. And, of course, they didn't. But it made me stay up and watch a stupid New York game last night. And I was
we
all
were
mad.
Being critical of the point differential. This is part of it where Wiggy and I were both saying, if you win the game, you win the game. If you don't, you don't. That is true. Because after halftime where it was like, all right, you got a 20-point lead. Are you going to either blow the lead or are you going to win by 38? That gets people more involved.
It starts to be like a morbid curiosity.
Yes.
Of like, are they going to go for it? Can they do this? And I will say, I agree with you largely. I don't think it really matters at all for the Celtics. Definitely doesn't matter at all when you're a team who's got championship implications at the end of the season. But I do look at what they got in return, which is they basically get 4 days off starting Saturday. And then they're seeing Washington and they're seeing Detroit instead. So they plug in, the league plugs in, backfills these two games because they still need to play games for the 82-game season. And the games that you get just aren't going to be as fun as a viewer as the games you would have gotten if they were in the NBA Cup because the better teams in the East are in the NBA
Cup. So is it like a built-in bye?
No, it's not like a bye. It's just the way that the scheduling works, they just have a couple days off that they wouldn't have had otherwise if they were moving forward, but they still have to play those two games.
Okay.
It's just you're stuck with the
because I was thinking when you said that, if there's a little bit extra rest for not making the tournament, is it better to be like, you know what? Let's not make the tournament so we can rest our guys. You know, because you see it in the NBA, like, you know, guys are not playing back-to-back and a lot of different things like that. So maybe it's a way.
Well, it's a good thing for Dallas because they might actually win something.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Kyrie story that TMZ had the other day?
Kai Cenat?
No, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, when he was. Are you talking about when he was on Kai Cenat's stream?
No, I'm talking about that he's getting sued for allegedly not paying the hundreds of thousands of dollars to some wellness provider for a retreat that he had.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, don't tell Wiggy anything bad.
A retreat was hundreds of thousands of dollars?
So he was putting on a retreat that first he said, according to TMZ, there were going to be 50 to 60 people there, and they had this person who came in who was like a wellness guru, and that's what it was all going to be about. And then I guess it ballooned up to allegedly over 150 people, and then he just... The wellness guru person is saying he never paid them and he owes them like $350,000. To which I say, this guy doesn't change. No.
Yeah, no, he does not. He does not change.
All right, I got to listen.
He does not change.
I need the receipts before I go, what's it called? Convicting people.
Okay.
Haven't we talked about this all morning long?
It's true.
Haven't we talked this all morning long
with
John Bonet?
Wiggy raises a good point. Anybody can sue anybody. Right. Anybody can bring a suit against you.
Kyrie is always the villain.
I mean, haven't we talked about it all morning long with John Bonet Ramsey's dad?
Yes.
Poor guy.
That is true.
And Greg loves indicting ham sandwiches, so it's always what we do around here.
Wiggy is on an odd theme, which is defending Rollis Chapman for shooting windows out is one of his big things that he's talking
and
about.
And groping his mom.
No, so I said he did it 10 years ago, and that's the first thing we bring up. This guy's a bad guy.
Yeah.
This guy's
served
a bad 30 guy.
30 games, which is a lot.
I mean, but we got to wait until he was never convicted of nothing. Listen, the same way we're waiting on what happens with Karen Reed. Look at how many people want to convict her already.
Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, player of the month.
Hard pivot.
And I've heard enough. I know where Wiggy stands
call,
on this. Generally, we know where Wiggy stands on things.
I love it.
Can we just do a very quick thing on that topic? Milan Lucic, I found out, and I was here. I must have been bombed. I don't know. But there was another instance of Milan Lucic abusing or punching his wife in the North End.
Yes.
And so when it happened, I was enraged that we didn't react in that first moment to that behavior. So, I mean, if this is the one thing that we've read about in the news, odds are, from my perspective, it's not the only time the guy did it, just like it wasn't the only time Ray Rice did that.
Hey, see, I don't.
The guy gets pulled over for DUI.
I don't subscribe
it's not his first
to that one, Curtis.
Drunk.
No, I don't subscribe
to
that.
Well, because he says he never did it.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to, even if a person who does something doesn't mean because they've done it one time, they're going to consistently do it again
That's
and again.
That's true.
So I don't subscribe to
that. It doesn't mean every case, but how many people you get caught plagiarizing that you go back and you read through and there's like 16 other examples? It's rarely just one time.
Yeah, but when we're talking about like things that I feel like when you're talking about Milan Lucic or you're talking about Chapman of hitting a woman, I don't subscribe to if he's done it once, he's probably going to do it over and over and over again.
I'd also say, Curtis, like you had raised a good point about that idea about the plagiarizing, but I do think that when it's an offense where it's like you're trying to find a shortcut like that, that's something that becomes more habitual. A violent alleged act is a little bit of a different nature.
But I do think you cross a threshold when you're able to do that to a woman, that once you're there, it seems more likely that it would reoccur as opposed to never doing it.
Yeah, like we talk about it with Diddy with the Cassie video. We say if he's doing that out in the hallway, imagine what he's doing behind closed doors. So yeah. I'd rather not. Right. No, I wouldn't either.
So back to Tatum.
Wiggy thinks that video was AI.
No, no, I saw what he did in that video and it was wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, Jason Tatum, what does he need to do when it comes to finally being the MVP?
Well, finally. I mean, we just entered December, so he's got a long way to go. But I think right now it's really going to come down to whether guys like SGA or Anthony Edwards make any kind of surge in the second half of the season. And if he can knock down Jokic, because we've talked a lot on the show before about how will there be voter fatigue around Jokic? But the guy's numbers are still just more outstanding than Jason Tatum's. Like, he just continues these triple doubles that are the likes that you haven't really seen since Russell Westbrook, and that got Westbrook the MVP several years ago. So I look at it and I say, I think it might be, if Jokic continues this way, it's just going to be hard, even with voter fatigue, for anyone to topple him. And again, I do think that it's still very early for Jason Tatum in his career. He's going to get the MVP. It's going to happen for him at some point. The primary focus this year still has to be repeating, especially when you've got this ownership change on the horizon. And there is now this time crunch with everything, possibly because you don't know who's going to be coming in.
We were talking a lot about you and Greg's guy, Pete Pritch.
Yes.
And in the Heat game, I was watching it and it was bringing back memories of Isaiah Thomas. I was saying it on the show. Actually, the first season that you and I met,
yes,
was that Isaiah Thomas season. And then after the game, Eddie House was talking about it, saying similar numbers there. How important do you think Peyton Pritchard will be for the Celtics to be able to repeat something?
I think right now Peyton Pritchard is kind of the headline for the depth that this team has. And we've talked so much about how last year they had the best starting 5/6 in the entire league. Now they've grown into something else, which is even more impressive. And credit to the Celtics player development behind the scenes, because you think you have such a stacked high portion of the roster. What do you do with these guys on the other end? Peyton Pritchard was somebody who was disgruntled just 2 years ago with his contract. He wanted to go somewhere else where he'd get more playing time, but he continued to develop behind the scenes. You see it with guys like Luke Kornet, who also had a big night against Miami. So when you're in these stretches in the first half of the season, when you're sitting Jaylen Brown and Derek White in the same game, you're sitting Drew Holiday and both your starting bigs, these guys backfill and they just look extremely ready to go. So I know we've been talking about Peyton so much, and yeah, he had 4 games off the bench straight with 20-plus points. That's the first time that anyone's done that since Isaiah Thomas back in 2015. So he's certainly the headline there, but I think it's almost like it's the opposite of a symptom of a bigger problem. He's the headline of something that's really impressive that the bottom half of the Celtics roster is doing.
He's like 4th in the league when it comes to threes with 500 minutes
he's
played.
He's a little freak show.
You know, everybody else has 600, 700. But bench-wise, they're by far the best in the league. Who's, in your mind, who's behind them?
I don't even know, because what I'd say in terms of their depth, I mean, their depth really starts if you have everybody healthy and ready to go on a given night for a playoff series. Their depth starts with Al Horford.
Right.
And that's a starter on most other teams unless it's the Sixers.
Right.
And then you have P. Pritch, and then you do have guys like Luke Kornet and
Sam Hauser.
Nemias Keita and Sam Hauser when he's healthy. Like, you just have all these different options where I'm not saying these guys on the bench are necessarily all starters on another team. Mm-hmm. I think that's still a bit of a stretch, but they're much stronger than you usually see when you go past the 6th or 7th guy in rotation.
Yeah, and especially with P. Pritch, I think, because that was some of the conversation that they were having when I was watching them play. Who the hell they just play here recently?
Heat?
Yeah, when they were playing the Heat, and they were talking about on the broadcast, like, what would Pete Pritch be like if he was somewhere else, a starter? You know what I mean?
It's kind of like the Terry Rozier conversation that we had a few years
ago. And
that's
exactly why they were talking about, because Rozier, obviously, you know, went to Charlotte, became a starter, and, you know, we see him as a good player, and Pete Pritch having that opportunity, and his role is perfect But sooner or later, he's going to want to be one of the guys. You know what I mean?
And Wiggy, that might happen here in a couple seasons because you're going to have the crunch of, I don't want to get into all the boring stuff about the second apron. And all you have to know is they're going to be spending an incredible amount of money to hold this team together. And you've got somebody like Drew Holiday who's in his 30s and he's probably going to be moving on in one way or another. I'm not saying Peyton Pritchard is going to take over Drew Holiday's role, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility if you're trying to keep the roster together.
What are, speaking of being able to afford everybody and what you brought up, the sale, are you hearing anything about that?
Just that it's still very early days. So it's been very quiet on that front from everything that I've heard. But I think it's, first of all, you know how it is once you hit Thanksgiving, or for some people the week before Thanksgiving, like every... All the rich people shut down, except for you, Greg. All the rich people take like a 6-week break. So I wouldn't expect
have it,
to hear
didn't
anything.
Didn't they want to have it done by the end of the year? Wasn't that what they had said?
I honestly, I think that they the preference of the Grosbecks has been to keep it in-house to the best of their ability, whether that's Tags or Hale.
Steve Pagliuca or Rob Hale.
Because they've done a great job with the organization, but they will also be judged by the stewardship of the people they sell it to, rightly or wrongly.
They did confirm that they had met with a foreign...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Auburn Wealth Fund, but that type of investor can only take a certain percentage of a team. So even that would be somebody who would be a backer with another buyer. Right. It wouldn't be somebody coming in and being like,
Was it the artist formerly known as Prince Harry?
Can you imagine the Harry Markle, Meghan Markle Celtics? Ooh, they would fall apart Meghan, in 3 weeks.
How great would be the Meghan Linda drama in Boston?
I feel like my boy Bezos has turned his attention to the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Bezos was he in it for a while? I don't know.
I think he was. I heard he was top three.
Yeah, they were talking about Larry Ellison, but Larry Ellison is buying quarterbacks at Michigan, so I don't know.
Could you imagine the local reaction if Elon bought the Celtics?
Oh my God! Oh, Elon's busy, Curtis. He's got to fix government. All right. Well, it's great to see you, and we will rely on you when it comes to all things Celtics.
Great. So. I'll be there tonight. Right. Huge game against the Pistons.
That's it. Twice in a week.
That's it.
All right.
So exciting.
That is Mego, our Celtics insider here at WEI. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. Pavel Zacha got the game winner. The guys improved to 4-5-2 under Joe Sacco. They've got back-to-back games for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. And the Celtics found out their fate last night. They were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic 121-106. They needed the Knicks to lose or beat the Magic by 38. Congratulations are in order for Jason Tatum, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month for October and November. And the Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
Ooh, where do I want to go with this one? I kind of want to put Aaron Rodgers in timeout, but at the same time, makes me a fan all the way through. So I'm actually going to go more in the direction of Wiggy and people like Wiggy Scheim a little bit, who are putting any of the blame of that dirty hit on Trevor Lawrence from this week.
Ah, excellent one. All right. Anybody else?
I have my friend and the man that has been so good to us every Monday, but Jerod Mayo's in timeout for not using a timeout.
Ah.
I find the lack of the feel on Sunday was the most apparent it's been all year, and I hope it's a learning experience.
I am going to put the NBA in timeout because of this stupid group play thing. Courtney and I, we talked about this off air and on air. We talked about it with Mego. If there are five teams in each group, and they all play each other, why doesn't the team with the best record just go so we don't have to get into this all million different scenarios? And if there are two teams that are basically have the same record, 3-1, let's call it, why can't they just face off against each other and the winner of that game moves on? It's so confusing.
Wiggy's going to hate this, but I am going to put Ohio State in timeout. We need to normalize taunting when you win and running up the score. Thank you.
I don't mind that rule. If we're going to put that in place.
I could not agree more, Scheim.
Planting a flag is taunting when you win.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind running up the score. Like, did you see the Penn State coach, what's his name, Franklin, going after Maryland's coach? Like, I get it. Like, he's like, I'm putting my 3s and 4s in there, and I'm going to let them play football. And the Maryland coach, Mike Lasky, I think his name, he's all upset. Like, why are you still trying to score? He's like, you got your 1s out there. I got my 3s and 4s. We're just still trying to play.
All right, I'm going to put the dude who blew $4.7 million on Sophie Rain's OnlyFans in timeout. What an absolute waste of money.
Maybe he buys the team.
I mean, maybe $1 million. I mean, if you're really desperate, $1.5 million.
Her OnlyFans must be really good for him to spend that type of bread.
You spent $4.7 million for photos? Do you get a FaceTime with that?
I would bet he's getting FaceTimes.
Do you get a text whenever you want?
I think she's on call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For what? For like a phone?
Sex
like,
for phone call, for, text. Yeah. Like if
phone
he,
sex? Like yeah. is like what?
Save that.
Phone sex.
I mean.
FaceTime sex.
Okay. I bet he's getting $4.7 million?
I bet he's getting all that.
I feel so sorry.
That is just, how much money does that man have?
He must have a lot.
I guess so. All right.
I hope he doesn't have a wife. And that was brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeout Market.com. ninetyninerestaurant.com. And that trending was brought to you by The 99. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive $5 bonus gift card for yourself. You gotta love the nines.
Curtis, what kind of a man is so lonely that they blow $4.7 million on OnlyFans?
Dale here.
Okay. What is it?
The second you said what kind of, I knew exactly where you were going, and I want to give you a high five.
All right.
It's cold right now, 37 afternoon high. The real story is some snow coming overnight, a coating potentially in Boston. You're looking at about 2 to 4 inches outside of 495, but the real jackpot is in southern New Hampshire and Vermont, where 8 to 12 inches of snow is possible.
Ah, I feel for our people up there.
Right. Buy a big chunk of salami.
All right, thank you, Curtis.
Yep. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.